Episode 136, this time with an 18-year-old MMA fighter from Slovakia who won the bronze medal at the IMAF World Championships last week in Albania. She was also the junior vice world champion and fought at the first ever Savage MMA event in Korneuburg at the end of September. There I got to talk to her before her fight against Katarina Rychkova. The interview took place right after the weigh-ins. Welcome to the Unschlagbar Ehrlich podcast, Eva Erdeljova.
Yeah, that's my name, Erdeljova. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being here. We are here in the Hollywood Megaplex in a big cinema in Vienna. And you just had your face off with your opponent. How about this nice place here, the Cineplex?
It's really awesome. I like how they did it and everything about that. And it's really awesome. And I like the attention and how they are taking care of us. So it's awesome.
You are 18 years old from Slovakia and amateur record of 6 wins and 1 loss. And you are currently the IMAF world champion, second place.
Yeah, that's who I am.
Is it your first time in Austria?
No, it's not. I've been here before, but this is like the first time being here overnight, so yeah.
Did you have the opportunity to see a little bit of Vienna or just here, weigh in and that's it?
No, I guess we were just, when we were looking for some place to eat, that was everything I've seen, the road, but I want to see it tomorrow at least a bit, so I hope it will work.
And you have been at some Italian place, you were eating gnocchi. Is this your favorite dish?
Yeah, it's one of my favorite dishes, yeah.
What's the main dish of Slovenia, actually?
Brinza halušky.
I would have never known how to explain this one.
So, it is like, I don't know how to even explain it or say it in English, but those are just our national food and my favorite food. Or also we have brinzové pirohy, and that's basically the same, but it's in like little bags, I would say. So those two are my even favorite dishes, and also the national Slovak foods.
And is there a lot of meat?
Yes, as Slovakia, we eat a lot of meat, but in this one, there are not so much. There is like bacon a bit or something like that, but it's not like fulfilled with meat or stuff like that. It's basically it's like cheese, I'd say.
I have no idea why I'm talking about food. I think I'm a little bit hungry.
You should try this one. Go to Slovakia and try it. I think Bratislava is not so far away.
I will try it. Did I read it properly? Are you working as a therapist?
No, that's for fun on the Instagram. Yeah, that's for fun. I'm sorry if you took it as this. But to the future, I'm studying medicine. So I study medicine. So I think I will be something as a therapist. Maybe like, not like therapist. I want to be doctor. Like I want to stomatology and stuff like that. So therapist is not the thing I want to do, but it's just for fun.
I got a little confused because I didn't know that you, yeah. And now I understand.
Yeah, I'm in medicine, but I'm not the therapist.
How long do you have to study to finish everything?
I'm on the high school right now, so it's like 5 years there, and then to go to college, I will have to do another 5 or 6 years. It's and then other things to just get there, and those are another 5 or 3 years just to finish it all. So about 8 years.
So, and your week schedule is like training, going to study, learning a lot, and then after studying and school, you go back to training again.
Yeah, actually, at my school, they were like really nice, and they gave me individual plan, so I don't have to be there every day. So when I have to go on training in the morning, I can go on training and go to school whenever I want. So they are really supporting me there, and I'm really thankful for that. And I hope this will make me even better, and I will make my school proud.
And you want to do both like medicine and professional fighting in the future?
Yeah, if I'm able to do that, for sure. But I will see how the sports go. It's my main I'm focusing on that. So the sport is at the moment for me the main thing, and school also. I'm trying to excel there too, but we will see how it goes. If the sports goes well, I think I will go the sport way, and later when I will be like 30, I will do the school or stuff.
Is it possible to live in Slovenia as an MMA fighter?
In Slovakia, and it is actually, and it's kind of hard, but I think it's getting better also, so it will be better in few years.
Slovakia is that's Slovenia.
Yeah, but it's okay. It's quite of normal to us that they make this mistake, but I'm just proud of my country, so I'm sorry if it was kind of harsh, but yeah, Slovakia it is.
I've been to Bratislava because you can go to London very quickly and very cheap.
Yeah, it's kind of cheap there, but yeah, Slovakia.
Do you love other sports as well, or is it just combat sports from the beginning?
I like other sports too. For example, when I was younger, I did football, or I did. I was running for volunteers of like firemen volunteers. But it was never like this. This is for me something different, and I like this even more. When I played football, it was more for me. It wasn't really like competitive or stuff. But this one. I love this sport, and this sport made me happy even times that I wasn't really happy, and it's like my therapy, this sport.
How did you get into this sport actually?
My father is an ex-boxer, or former boxer, so kind of we had it in family, but we had a bet. So we had a bet that I will have two bees on my like, I don't know how to say it, ending, like it would be my ending grade. Yeah. And he would lose weight, but it ended up me having three B's and him losing weight, and actually me starting with sports. So it was like win-win situation, but not in a way we agreed. So, but it was a win-win.
And how about your mother? Does she like it that you are fighting?
Oh no, she is not really fan of it, but she's supporting me, but she is always scared. Even now when I was leaving my home or house, she was crying, but she started to support me, and she's kind of getting used to it, but for mother it is hard, so yeah.
Especially when your little girl is going to fight, you might.
Yeah, it's hard, and I understand that she is kind of scared, but I will do everything for her to not feel scared anymore.
How old were you when you had your first fight?
Once again, sorry, I didn't.
How old have you been when you have your first fight?
I was 14 years old, but it wasn't MMA. First fight was in K1, kickboxing. But first MMA fight I had actually last year, in October. So it was kind of speed run through the MMA. But I love it, and I'm trying to find another opportunities, and that's why I'm here also, because in Slovakia there is not too much, or there is not a lot of girls to fight with, and I think this is the only way to get better in MMA. So I do boxing, I do kickboxing, and I do everything just to get better and have fights.
And how is your gym, the Wolf Pride Gym, Selinia?
Yeah, that's my gym. And I am there since 2019. And I started there with Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. And yeah, that's my main gym. But I also am getting prepared prepare in Assassin Jimbicha. That's the gym I started in. Actually, I started there with fitboxing, because my father went there for fitbox, so just to lose weight, and I asked him if I can go with him, and that's where everything started.
Is your father somehow your inspiration because he was a boxer too, or do you have some other idols?
Yeah, I mean, he is inspiration. He's my father. And
you have to say that.
Yeah, no. He's my father, and he's my inspiration. He was really good in boxing, but my biggest inspiration right now, I think, is my coach, Tomáš Melíš. And in sports he is. So I think in the mentality and the how or not physical but mental health is my father my inspiration, and he knows how to make me feel even more powerful in my head than I actually feel, or he knows how to hype me up, and I don't think I would be able to fight without him by my side. But in the sports, I think my biggest inspiration and motivation is my coach Tomáš Meliš, and he's amazing person and amazing coach, and when I have anything on my heart and I need to talk with about, I talk with him. So he's my therapist, I would say.
Is it the guy who is standing right behind me?
No, that's my father.
That's your father. I didn't know if I should ask. Nice.
No, that's my father, and my coach will come tomorrow because he couldn't make it today or tomorrow. There is also MMA league in Bratislava, or I think it's Bratislava. I'm not really sure, or other city. And I have there my teammates, so they are. So he's there to coach them, and then he goes here to Vienna just to coach me. So he will be kind of on the roads tomorrow.
How was your experience at the World Championship, the Amateur World Championship?
It was amazing. Actually, I went there with, like, I think two or three fights. And I didn't really believe that I would do the things I did there. I was like, okay, I'm going to try it there. And I didn't expect to bring medal home. And I proved myself that I am really, or I can be the world champion. And that was my first time being there. And I think it was kind of, I said, okay, I'm going to try. And I proved myself that I am in the world peak, I'd say, in the juniors. And I went there with three fights. I actually got their first experiences in MMA, and it was, I didn't believe actually it, and I don't believe still. It's like unbelievable, like what I did there, and it means a lot to me. And yeah, I'm looking forward to another world championship. Yeah.
Where did you put your medal?
I have it on my shelf. It's like on the top, so it's always looking at me, and I'm kind of angry at that medal because I know I could take the golden, but I think I want to fight a bit of like, oh my god, I'm first time on, I'm a world championships, and it was a lot of pressure, and I got actually into the final fights, and oh my god, okay, it was kind of stressful, but I know now that I shouldn't be scared of that, or I wasn't really scared, it was like, oh my god, it was overwhelming, so I know that I can do better, so that's why I'm angry at the medal. Second place,
because one of my questions was actually on my book here, if it was like a loss to you or if it was a win, because it's so difficult actually to get there, to get to the final stage, and then it's so close to the gold medal, but then
I was crying afterwards, and the thing that makes me angry even more is that when I went from the finals from the cage, I was crying, I was angry, and I threw my national flag on the ground, and I'm really feeling bad for that, and I know that I won't do it again. And it was the feeling of the second place is kind of weird, I'd say, because till the IMF I wasn't I didn't have a loss, I wasn't defeated, and when I felt the defeat in MMA, it was it hurt me a lot, and I know that I can do better. So now when I go to the IMAFs, I know that I will do everything to get the golden medal. It was close to the win, and also I know that it reassured me that I can do better, and it reassured me that I belong to the peak of the world's MMA, of the MMA world, and yeah, I will do everything to get to the second place at least, but everything to get the golden medal.
And do you want to fight her again, your first loss?
Of course, if there is any possibility, I will do everything just to get, or on IMFs, because of course we will fight on the for the world title. So yeah, I want to fight there again with her, and if it's possible, just to prove myself that her style wasn't really something I was used to. I'm doing everything to get better, even in this way, to get used to the styles she had or she has, and I'm going to do everything to beat her and to take that world title.
Yes. Who made your beautiful hair?
It was my friend from Bitcha, and she goes to our gym or to gym in Assassin. Or Assassin Gym Bitcha, and her name is Maria Kiszkova. So if you want the best hairdresser in the world, I would recommend you to write her.
Sounds really good. If I come to Slovakia,
yeah, I will. Sure, you should go there. She does makeup, she does everything with hair. So if you want a really good hairdresser, message her.
Sounds really good. Thank you so much. The last words are for you. You can choose whatever you want to say. Want to say something about you, your life in Slovakia, your fighting life, maybe something for the sponsors or your fans, whatever you want. Just say whatever you want to. Thank you for the interview.
Thank you too, and thank you for having me. And yeah, I would say I have some words for the sponsors. So in Slovakia it is really hard, and when I go to world championships I will have to pay everything by myself, and it's financially hard even for me as a student, especially for me as a student. So if you are here and you want to sponsor future stars, I think you should sponsor us here, the fighters, and we will give you everything just to make you proud. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This was episode 136 with Eva Erdeljova. Last week, she won the bronze medal at the IMAF World Championships in Albania. Congratulations, and I wish you all the best for the future. Thanks for listening until the end. Stay safe, motivated, and unschlagbar ehrlich.